Mishnah Spears Parakeh Mishnah Aleph Bno Suah Spears Shalahem Shneir Shehen Oso Lusholoson Bno Suah are white figs. And white figs that are picked in the second year of Shemitah, those are the figs that have Kedusha Spears, not the figs that are picked during the year of Shemitah itself. And the Mishnah explains the reason. Because it takes 3 years for the white fig to reach its full growth. Only after 3 years do you pick it from the tree. So the figs that are picked during the second year of Shemitah blossom during the year of Shemitah, and fruit that blossom during the year of Shemitah has Kedusha Shemitah, even though it was not picked during the year of Shemitah, since it blossomed during the year of Shemitah, it has a dinner Shemitah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer HaPasos Shemitah Shalahem Mitzoy Shemitah. Shehenoi Soif L'Shteishon. Rabbi Yehuda said, Persian figs that are picked after the year of Shemitah, they're picked on Mitzoy Shemitah. Those figs have Kedusha Shemitah, not the figs that are picked during the year of Shemitah itself, because Persian figs take 2 years for it to reach its full growth. So therefore, the Persian figs that are picked on Mitzoy Shemitah blossom during the year of Shemitah and would have Kedusha Shemitah. Amru lo amru ela b'noshua. So Chama said to Rabbi Yehuda, that which Chazal taught him, that fruit that is not picked during the year of Shemitah sometimes has Kedusha Shemitah, that was only by b'noshua. B'noshua, even though it was not picked during the year of Shemitah itself, has Kedusha Shemitah. But this din was not said by Persian figs. Persian figs that are picked on Mitzoy Shemitah do not have Kedusha Shemitah. And the Mephorshim explained that in the place where Rabbi Yehuda lived, the Persian fig did take 2 years to reach its full growth. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda said that the Persian fig, you know, picked on Mitzoy Shemitah, have Kedusha Shemitah. But in the place where the Chacham lived, the Persian figs were picked in the year that it blossomed. So therefore, the Chacham said that Persian figs that are picked in the year after Shemitah do not have Kedusha Shemitah. Somebody who stores away loaf, which is a type of onion, during the year of Shemitah. He wants to store them in the ground in order to preserve them. How should he store them so it shouldn't look like he is planting, which is also during Shemitah? Rabbi Meir, Omer lo yifchos mesosayim ad goyva gimotfach. B'tepach avar agap. Rabbi Meir said, when he stores a loaf in the ground, he shouldn't store less than 2 saw of loaf at one time. And the height of the loaf should be 3 tefachim, and it should be at least 1/8 tefach of dirt on top of it. And since he's storing 2 saw of loaf at one time, and it's 3 tefachim high with 1 tefach of dirt on top of it, it does not look like he is planting it. Therefore, he can do so on Shemitah without any concern that somebody who sees him store it will think he is planting, which is also on Shemitah. When you store the loaf in the ground, you shouldn't store less than 4 kavan of the loaf at one time. There should be at least 1 tefach high with 1 tefach dirt on top of it. The Chachamim are more lenient to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, you have to store 2 saw of the loaf at one time, while the Chachamim hold, it's enough that you store 4 kavan at one time, and it only has to be 1 tefach high, while according to Rabbi Meir, it has to be 3 tefachim high. Utomno b'makon trees has other. And when he stores the loaf in the ground during the year of Shemitah, you should store it in a place where people will walk on top of it in order to assure that it will not sprout in the ground.